Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Guest Speaker. Page 67.
Okay, everyone, can I have your attention, please? Today we're going to continue to talk about energy issues. And as promised, we have a guest speaker. Please welcome Dr. Alexandra Campbell, who is an expert on nuclear energy. She will be talking about the Chernobyl nuclear accident and nuclear energy in today's world. Feel free to ask her questions, just as you would ask me. Doctor?
Thank you, Professor. And hello, everyone. Well, first, let me give you some background information. In the 1970s and 1980s, the former Soviet Union was developing nuclear energy technology. By 1986, it had 25 working nuclear power plants, but many of them had safety problems. On April 26, 1986, just before 1:30 in the morning, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant's number 4 reactor exploded. It appears that some mistakes were made during a safety test. The temperature of the nuclear reactor went up too high, and the water that cooled the reactor down turned into steam, which made the problem worse. The reactor, which was old-fashioned and unsafe, exploded. The explosion destroyed the building and started a terrible fire. I want to emphasize that Chernobyl had no containment structure. This building would have limited the fire and contained the radioactivity. 2 power plant workers were killed in the explosion.
Excuse me, Doctor. Was there a city anywhere near the power plant?
Yes, there was. And it's very sad, really. The closest city was called Pripyat. It was a beautiful city, and the residents loved living there, of course. At first, when the reactor exploded, people were told to stay indoors and keep their windows closed. Other residents didn't really know how to react to the explosion. Some children still went to school that day. The children were told to go straight home after school and not play outside, but some children stayed outside anyway. They were exposed to a lot of radiation. City workers emerged and gave out medicine to protect people against some of the radiation. Then, 1,000 buses arrived to take people away from the town. And so, by 5 p.m., Pripyat was empty. Any more questions right now? Okay, great. Let me get back to the events of the accident. Soon after the explosion, 22 more workers and 6 firefighters died from the radiation that was released during the accident. The fire at the power plant burned for 10 days, and the smoke from the fire, well, it was full of radioactive materials, which spread quickly and contaminated tens of thousands of square miles of land in what is now northern Ukraine, southern Belarus, and parts of Russia. It was the worst nuclear accident the world has ever seen. As a direct result of the Chernobyl disaster, 300,000 people were forced to leave their homes, and the radiation triggered thyroid cancer in thousands of young people. Over the years, the economic losses, I mean the health and cleanup costs, compensation to the victims, lost work, have cost hundreds of billions of dollars. Yes, you have a question?
Is the Chernobyl power plant still radioactive?
Yes, that's a good question. The power plant is still extremely radioactive. There has been some controversy about how long it has taken to make this area safe again. Right now, there is a plan to build a huge concrete shell over the entire power plant that will finally seal it off.
I have another question. How exactly did the radioactivity hurt the people who were nearby?
Well, children were drinking milk, for example, that contained a radioactive substance. Cows had eaten contaminated grass, and it got into the milk. The substance affected the thyroid glands of children and caused cancer in many of them. Thyroid cancer can be cured, but it's important to remember that survivors must spend a lifetime taking medication. By the time the last victim dies, Chernobyl will have taken nearly 4,000 lives. That's according to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Will the radioactivity ever disappear?
Well, that depends on the radioactive material. Right now, many areas are still contaminated with a material called cesium-137. cesium-137 has a half-life of about 30 years. That means if you start with 2 kilograms of cesium-137, 1 kilogram will have disappeared after 30 years.
Are there any people living near Chernobyl now?
This is very interesting, actually. Right after the accident, the government created an exclusion zone around the plant. Everybody had to leave, and the land was abandoned. But believe it or not, about 400 people, mainly the elderly, live in this area today. Many of them just couldn't get used to living in another place, and so they came back. Let me stress, however, that it will be decades before large numbers of people are allowed to come back and live in the exclusion zone. Also, an amazing thing has happened. Wildlife has been coming back to the area of the exclusion zone. Wild horses, for example, live in the Chernobyl exclusion zone. What's really interesting about these particular horses, though, is that they are extinct in the wild. They can only be found in a few nature reserves and in the Chernobyl exclusion zone. You can also see deer, wolves, eagles, and even bears there, just to mention a few more examples. Okay, so now let's move on to another topic.